Yes, it is.
Is it Columbine?
That is correct.
All right, so I'll get you up with Stephen A. Smith right now, okay, sir?
Thank you, sir.
All right, here we go.
We'll be sure to let you know. Yes, he is.
This gentleman here is a member of the United States Marine Corps based at Camp Leatherneck, Afghanistan. He is Sergeant James Kalamba, and he is on the line with us right now. Did I pronounce that correct, sir?
That is very correct, sir. You are one of the only people I know who pronounces it correctly on the first try.
Well, listen, man, thank you so much. And first of all, before we say anything else, on behalf of everybody on this show, Deb Carson, Ty Eli, my man Jake Warner, and, of course, my executive producer, Dan Filato, we're all incredibly grateful for all you and everybody in the Marines and the Armed Services do to protect our way, our quality of life, and to do everything that you do just to look out for us. So we want to send a sincere, heartfelt thank you for all that you do, sir. I just want to say that. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir, and thank you very much. It's sentiments like that make the job worthwhile.
Well, listen, let me get to you for a second. Now, where are you from exactly?
I am from central Illinois, a small little farm town called Mackinac.
Mm. Now, let me ask you this. You're from Mackinac, Illinois. How far is that from St. Louis? Because I'm hearing you're a St. Louis fan.
I am. I was actually born in Belleville, Illinois, right outside St. Louis, and then I moved 3 hours north to central Illinois. So I was born and bred a St. Louis boy, so.
Now, when they say you're a St. Louis fan, is that all teams, or is that just the football team or the baseball team? Because you don't have a professional basketball team, so I can't ask you that.
I do know that, and that is one of the things that I wish we did have. But, no, I was raised from a very early age on Cardinal baseball. And then in 95, when the Rams came to town, I became a Rams fan, you know, through the thick and the thin, and the good times and the bad. And then I followed the Blues a little bit, not as much as I probably should, but I'm more of a baseball and football guy, but primarily baseball, sir.
Boy, it's too bad the time is up on this segment. hey, thanks for coming on. Apparently, you know, there must be phone lines down because we couldn't get, you know, a soldier or a Marine on the front lines that was a Cubs fan.
I guess the Marines team has won World Series titles, though, right?
Yeah,
we won two. Sure, they were in the 1800s.
Well,
Ten World Championships is all I can say.
So are you feeling good about Sam Bradford and the job he's doing as the quarterback of the St. Louis Rams right now?
I am very much so. I like Sam Bradford a lot, and I think it shows a lot of maturity, especially early on for such a young man and a guy coming off of shoulder surgery, too, to just jump right in here and, you know, take the bull by the horns or the Rams by the horns, if you will, and just, jump in with both feet and not get intimidated, not crumble with a lot of that rookie pressure because, like it or not, the man signed the big contract and he's a franchise.
We're talking to Sergeant James Kalamba for the United States Marine Corps, based at Camp Leatherneck, Afghanistan. He's live right here on the Stephen A. Smith Show on Fox Sports Radio. Would I ruin your moment at all by bringing up Mark McGwire?
No, by all means.
How do you feel about him having a job as a hitting coach on your baseball team in light of the things that he's acknowledged and admitted, sir? I'm really interested in knowing your take on that.
Well, my take is that Mark McGwire, even early on, was a good hitter. The man knows how to hit. And say what you want about the steroid era that we had. It is what it is, and I don't in any way, shape, or form condone what he did, but I think that he acknowledges what he did was wrong and that now he's trying to repair his image. And I'm happy that the St. Louis Cardinals team and the fans have rallied around him and are helping him repair his image.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me.
I was hoping that you
would agree with me. I really was. But first of all, he was a home run hitter. He wasn't the greatest hitter in the world. Come on, James.
I will give you that. He was very much a power hitter, yes.
He was very much a power hitter, and if he wasn't hitting home runs, he was striking out. Don't you remember that?
Well, I will say he wasn't striking out all the time. Was he legging out infield singles? No, he wasn't. I will agree with that with you, sir. But the man was a power hitter. He was hitting to the gaps, and he wasn't just a one and done kind of guy. If he hit, if he went 1-for-4, you couldn't guarantee that that was going to be a home run. You can guarantee it was hit hard, and it was it's probably going to be somewhere in the gap or for extra bases. But the man was he was a good hitter. I mean, he has a strong average over his career.
Sergeant James Kallenbach, I would get on you about this, but I don't have time because I have a very, very special guest on the line just for you, sir, on this on Thanksgiving Eve. Say hello, please, to Sergeant James Kallenbach. Go ahead.
Happy Thanksgiving, son.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Hold on. Excuse me for interrupting. Sergeant James Kallenbach.
Yes, sir.
This is your mama. What do you mean, hi?
I know it's my mama.
How are you?
He's probably a little
I know you're stunned, but, I mean, come on now. I know you're over the national airways, but this is your mama on the line. You got to show a little more emotion than that, brother. Come on,
Nate. Yes, sir. Good morning, mama. How are you? I love you, and I miss you very much.
To hear from you.
The same with you, Mom.
Everything
I didn't expect you up as early.
Everything good there?
Yes, everything is fine. Everything is just fine.
Mrs. Kallenbach, this is Stephen A. Smith. Good morning, ma'am, and thank you so much for calling up in the show. And I love the fact that you're on the phone with your son right now. How are you feeling? How are you feeling right now? Just being on the phone with your son. I can imagine as a parent that sometimes it's just difficult to sleep at night because obviously you're very concerned, even though he sounds wonderful and what have you. How are you doing?
Well, absolutely great now. Great. This is just really wonderful to be able to talk to him like this.
How often do you get an opportunity to speak to him?
Not nearly often enough.
Mm.
Very, very occasionally. It's been so good it's so good to hear from him now.
Sergeant Kallenbach, what is it like out there for you and the rest of the soldiers right now, just being in Afghanistan? I mean, sometimes, back here in America, we tend to believe that we know exactly what's going on, but obviously you're a person that would know because you're on the front lines. You're somebody that would understand it better than the rest of us. I mean, can you talk to us about that just for a second and, basically talk to your mom about it as well, just to let her know, just to feel at ease to some degree?
Well, the first to say is that I am well, I am healthy. It is hard. There are things that we go without, but I stay away from as much danger as possible. And I'm really focused on just doing the job and accomplishing the mission. And I have a very important job, and my job is supporting a lot of fellow Marines on the front lines, and so that is something I take a lot of pride in, and that is something that I focus and work very, very hard to make sure that I do properly.
What has Thanksgiving been like in your household? And I'll ask the question to both you and your mom. What's Thanksgiving been like in your household normally, obviously, when you're not away, when you're there together?
Well, my Thanksgivings are very much centered around football and, food and just a lot of family time, just spending a lot of holidays together.
There's no experimentation with cooking the turkey, is it?
It's going to be fine.
No, no.
It's going to be fine. My turkey is going to be just fine. But Sergeant Kallenbach, did they take care of you over there, though? I mean, do you get a nice warm meal, or is it? Did they try to do something special for you guys?
Oh yes, they have. They have the traditional Thanksgiving dinner as best as they can prepare. Which one thing that I can't complain about is the food. The food is as good as anyone can expect, and surpasses a lot of expectations. And I know that they have Thanksgiving meals planned and whatnot. So it's something that does bring it makes you a little bit homesick when you see the big spread and wish that you were home with family, but. No hardship in that realm at all.
Let me, before I let you get on out of here, there's somebody else on the line who wants to say hello to you as well. Take it away, sir. Say hello to your son.
Happy Thanksgiving, son.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bob. How are you?
I am doing wonderful now. How about you?
I am much better now. Much better now. I love you, Pop.
I love you, too. Very proud of you and of everybody that's over there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It means a lot.
So the rest of us, you're listening to Stephen A. Smith right here on Fox Sports Radio. Thank you so much for calling into the show and reaching out to your son or what have you. What are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving? I know he's not going to be there, and I know that makes your heart ache because your son's not going to be there because he's working for the Marines in Afghanistan, serving this country. But what are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll be thinking a lot about him because we usually sit downstairs and watch football and have our chips and dip and his mom's favorite meal and cookies. So I'll miss that a lot.
Now, are you a St. Louis fan as well?
Yes, I am.
St. Louis Rams, St. Louis Cardinals, all things St. Louis?
All St. Louis.
Okay. I'm not going to get it. Are you a fan of Mark McGwire, sir?
Oh, my goodness.
Mark McGwire. I have to ask these questions. These are very important questions.
See, you wouldn't get to ask those questions if you were Cubs fans. You don't get to ask those questions.
Sir, I'm going to ask that question again. Are you a Mark McGwire fan?
I was, yes. I don't approve of what happened. Let's put it that way.
Do you approve of him being the hitting coach for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Yes, I do.
That's my father right there.
You guys are going to convert me because how can I disagree with you? How can I disagree with you and your wonderful family? And you got a son in Sergeant James Kallenbach serving this country in Afghanistan. How can I disagree with you guys? Do you realize that you guys are going to soften my stance? Are you just going to change my perspective? And I'm not used to doing that, sir.
Well,
I'm trying, Stephen.
We're trying.
Well, you know, Stephen A. always talks about how America is the land of second chances, so maybe this will be a turning point moment for him. Maybe he'll warm his heart toward Mark McGwire.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm worried
about. A Thanksgiving miracle.
That's right.
That's what I'm worried about here. Well, Sergeant Kallenbach, do you have any idea when you'll be able to come back home? I mean, has that been determined yet, or is it just an open-end kind of thing?
It hasn't. We still got a mission to do out here, and as long as they want us to stay out here and as long as the job needs to be done, then, myself and everyone here, we're willing to stay as long as it takes and do whatever needs to be done to make sure that the mission gets accomplished and that everybody gets back home safely. So,
our time's getting better there for you guys. Would you say that? I mean, I know the mission is tough and you still got work to do. Please don't get me wrong, but I'm just wondering whether or not times are better now than they were a year ago or what have you.
I would think so. Granted, I have a very limited perception of what goes on outside of my immediate mission, and
okay.
I don't want to talk out of turn and above my level, sir, but I will say that from what I've experienced, things are always improving.
Well, we're proud of you, and we appreciate everything you're doing over there.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And we hope that you're home for the Bears Super Bowl win.
That will never happen.
I'm not going to be gone that long.
who are you picking to go to the Super Bowl, Sergeant Kallenbach? Who are you picking to go to the Super Bowl?
Right now, I'm
sure.
Thinking my dark horse is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs.
You've got to be Craig.
And
you've got to be Craig. Come on.
No, I think honestly, The New England Patriots, as much as I hate the Patriots and I'm not a fan of the New England Patriots are always the perennial, threat to be in the Super Bowl. But I'm also, a big Peyton Manning fan, so you can't count out the Colts. So.
You know what I'm predicting? I mean, I did say the Green Bay Packers, and I still think that's very, very possible. But I think we may very well see a Philadelphia Eagles versus New York Jets Super Bowl. I think that's entirely possible, Sergeant Kallenbach.
I think you're right, sir. I think you're absolutely right. I think that one thing that I love about sports, and one of the things that keeps us going out here is the sports, the sports that we get to talk about, and that is that nothing is ever set in stone. Everything, anything can happen, and anything is possible.
Well, listen, let me let you say goodbye to your parents. Let me let your parents say goodbye to you on this Thanksgiving Eve. Thank you all so much for coming on the show. Thank you again for your service to this country, for you and the rest of the Marines and everybody in the armed forces. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. We really, really appreciate it. We love you very, very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, sir.
Say goodbye to your parents. Say goodbye to your mom and daddy.
Bye.
Bye, mom and dad. I love you both very much, and I'll be home just as soon as I can.
Happy Thanksgiving, honey. We love you very, very much.
To the family of Sergeant James Kallenbach, thank you so much for coming on the show. You all have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, sir.
Not a problem.